After a hot, dry summer in 2021, the forest just outside Natchez, Washington was parched, ready to burn, and waiting for a spark. That's when a dry lightning storm swept through the area. Bolts struck with alarming speed. There was little water to squelch any potential flames. Strikes far back in the William O. Douglas Wilderness area lit a fire in dangerous, steep terrain. It was too precarious for a firefighting force already stretched thin by other fires across the country.
Sometimes you gotta give up acres to make people come home at night.
That's Jason Imhoff. He manages fires for the U.S. Forest Service. The flames raced across the landscape, but they quickly hit a roadblock, a 3,000-acre forest stand that land managers had previously thinned and burned.
And this area is what we call the Angel Underburn Project area.
Those forest treatments returned the patch of trees to healthier conditions, more resistant to flames. A year after the Schneider Springs fire burned more than 100,000 acres, land managers have studied various forest treatments in its burn path. They hope to learn what fuel treatments worked best. Derek Churchill is a forest health scientist with the Washington Department of Natural Resources. He says any fuel treatments, such as commercial or non-commercial forest thinning, will help fires burn less severely. But Churchill says recent fires have shown the key is prescribed burns. He says thinning reduces the number of trees and makes forests resistant to drought and the effects of climate change.
And then if we can do the prescribed fire and treat those fuels, that's the best case scenario.
Prescribed fires generally happen a few years after land managers thin forests. These controlled burns get rid of the really fine fuels on the forest floor.
If you don't treat the surface fuels, if you don't do prescribed fire, you're rolling the dice.
Those prescribed fires take time. And Churchill says it's not always possible to do prescribed burns or burn slash piles before a wildfire strikes. In fact, at the Schneider Springs fire near Natchez, some areas hadn't yet seen the benefits of a prescribed fire, although they had already been thinned. Those areas didn't fare quite as well.
This fire, it came through here pretty hot.
Actually, there's a big tree that survived.
The thinned areas still keep the flames in check.
That tree's probably a couple hundred years old. They survive fires better in general.
Churchill says in roughly two-thirds of the burn scar, the fire burned in a way that benefited the ecosystem, leaving trees alive and soils uncharred. A 2021 work of wildfire assessment compiled by the Department of Natural Resources found recent prescribed fires helped reduce wildfire severity. Garrett Meigs is a forest health scientist with the department. He says those treated areas also gave firefighters a place to corral the wildfire.
It's not really a question of if these landscapes are going to burn, it's really when and how. If we anticipate that, we can try to harness the work of wildfire for good outcomes.
Meek says if forest and fire managers can anticipate what they'll need as fire burns, forests can be strategically managed.
And so it's almost more of a paradigm shift in forest planning and fire management.
However, there's a lot of land to treat across the state. Churchill says the Department of Natural Resources is working on a strategic plan to determine where they'll get the most benefit from these types of treatments.
We are in a race against time to really treat as much as we can, as quickly as we can.
Churchill says land managers also should use wildfires to benefit forest health. If forest thinning can make wildfires less severe, those wildfires could do the work of prescribed burns, clearing out the duff on the bottom of the forest floor.
Need to treat enough of the landscape so that when you have a fire, most of the fire ends up being good work.
I'm Courtney Flatt in Natchez, Washington.